I'm your host, Angie Rogers Howell.
What is the Gone Boss Podcast?
Well, it's a weekly podcast featuring awesome people in our community. We'll interview them, find out what makes them tick, the cool things they're doing to make our community a great place to live and work, and how they've gone boss.
Interact with us on Facebook and Instagram just by searching Gone Boss.
Now sit back, relax, and find out who has
gone boss.
Studio, we have Katie Cooper with Loads of Love. Welcome.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Great. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am 21. I was a Ball State student, and now I'm an entrepreneur, and I own my business, as you said, Loads of Love, and it's a pick-up and drop-off laundry service.
Excellent. So, yeah. So tell me about Loads of Love. What does that do?
Okay, so we are a pick-up and drop-off laundry service. So we essentially just try to take the burden off of all of our consumers. Laundry is the number one most hated chore in America. I don't know if you know
that. Okay, all right.
I feel everyone kind of feels that,
yep.
I myself included. So I decided to make a solution for that, being my business. So we come and pick up your laundry for it, wash, dry, fold, and then whatever specifications you have other than that, and then drop it off on your porch. So you don't have to lift a finger.
I like that. I think that's a very useful thing. My dryer is currently broken, so I'm like, oh, I could use her to come to my house.
Yeah, let me know if you need some help. I'll be there.
It's supposed to be fixed tomorrow, so we'll see. I don't know. So what made you decide to start that business?
So it's kind of a long story, but okay. So I'll take you back kind of my childhood. I was really bad at cleaning my room and keeping my laundry done. And my friends dubbed my room the disaster room.
Okay.
And that carried on into college. So my aunt and my cousin were from Indianapolis, and they would drive, I think probably 5 times they ended up coming to town just to help me with my laundry. And we went to the laundromat, and we were there for like literally 8 hours all day just doing laundry. And that was it, just to try to get me caught up. So way back when I really hated laundry. And then when I moved out at 17, I started college, and I was relying solely on, like, communal laundry spaces. And you know how those are.
Yeah,
the machines are broken. They're expensive. It's nasty. It's in a sketchy basement.
Right.
It's scary.
Somebody left their laundry in before and didn't take it,
out. Yes, now it stinks in there. Or if you do find a machine that's empty, I mean, kudos. But when you do find one, half the time your clothes are stolen out of it and just thrown on the floor.
Right.
So it was just really a poor system. And so then that turned into, I'm not doing this again. And so then my disaster room from my childhood turned into the disaster apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was like so much laundry. I felt like I was drowning in it, and I literally couldn't get caught up on it because I had hundreds and hundreds of pounds of just unwashed laundry all over the floor. And then in January of 2023, I texted my sister. It was like I had a light bulb moment, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have this idea. Like, the number one problem I've literally had my entire life. I think I have a solution to it, and I want to help people who are like me and in the same situation of relying on this laundry space that sucks, to put it lightly, and just need some help with that. So that's where Loads of Love came in, and it started as an idea, and now it's a full-blown business. So
awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So you hate doing laundry less
I actually
now?
Don't. It's weird. Yeah. So I used to hate laundry so much, and now I do hundreds of pounds of laundry a day, and I love it. So
okay. All right.
When it's organized and it's not so rough to do, I guess it's a lot more fun to do. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So is it just you in the business, or do you have other people with you?
It is. So I'm the sole owner right now, but we are looking for employees.
Okay.
We're very, very understaffed at this point. I'm ready to hire on like 3 or 4 employees right
okay.
now.
So if you love to do laundry,
yeah,
this could be the gig for you.
Yes. Yeah. If you want to sit down and fold for me or anything, I'd love some takers.
Okay. All right. So tell me, you went to Ball State.
Yes.
What did you major in?
So I majored in business administration, which was great. And I got to my sophomore year at Ball State and had some issues with my FAFSA and had to take some time off. And during my time off, I was just kind of exploring what I wanted to even do with my life. If I wanted to go back to Ball State, if I wanted to study business, if I wanted to change my major, all of those existential crisis things that
right.
everyone has. And then I started Loads of Love, and now I'm actually going back to Ball State in August.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm very excited. Yeah.
Excellent.
And I'll definitely be continuing business now as I started a business.
Yeah.
So
All right. Okay. So what do you like to do for fun?
I love a puzzle.
Okay. All right.
I like to go outside. I love my cats. I like to start a new show with my boyfriend. I like to cook a lot. I've been trying out some new recipes. I'm not always just doing laundry.
Okay. So, all right. Nice. Okay.
The typical 21-year-old stuff. I like to go to the bars with my friends on the weekends sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Are you a native Monsonian? Are you from here?
Well, technically, I'm from Yorktown.
Okay, we count
so
that.
I'm like right there. You're right there. I went to Yorktown Elementary, middle, and high school, and then went to Ball State, and I moved 5 minutes from home. So
okay.
I feel like, yes, I'm a Monsonian.
Okay.
Sure.
Now, your sister has also been a guest on the pod, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Michaela? Mickey?
Yes. Mika. Either
okay.
or.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Awesome.
So she owns TLC Equities, which is the local property management company and kind of my sister company. It's a funny way of putting it, but it really is because, I mean, Airbnbs use a lot of laundry, and so I'm her client and she's mine, and our business is kind of, we both pull each other up and help each other out, and it's a really great system we've got going there.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Neat.
It's awesome.
So I usually ask this question, what's something you wish you had known when you were first starting out? But you're just starting out, so
yes,
I don't know.
Yes, so I'm nearing like the 1 year mark. I'm mm-hmm. getting pretty close to it. So I have learned definitely a lot, and I'm still learning every day. But I would say one thing I really wish I knew was success doesn't come to the person who does the most every day. I feel like when I was very first starting out, I was like, okay, I have to get this done and this done and this done. And my to-do list was 10 miles long. And then I would end up doing the easiest things on the to-do list instead of the most important things on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've really been trying to, and this comes with like wanting to hire employees too. I've really been trying to think of like what is absolutely necessary to get done. Get that done first. Everything else can be done still, but just it doesn't need to be on the forefront. And with hiring employees, that's definitely something I'm trying to kind of allow myself for some grace and learning that I don't have to do absolutely every single thing. A successful business can't be run by one person forever,
right?
Or you can't ever scale up. So yeah.
I find delegating is sometimes the hardest as a business owner, because like especially me, I'm a independent kind of person. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, well, I just want to do it my way. And if I do it, then I know it'll get done the way I want it to get done.
Right.
But like, there's only so much of me to go around.
Exactly.
So.
I'm spreading myself so thin that like there's none left sometimes. And I definitely feel that like sometimes you're like, if I want it done right, I've got to do it. But then it's like, but then it might not get done.
Right.
So it's kind of juggling, learning how to delegate. So hopefully in another year, I'll have all that figured out.
All of it figured out, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're always learning and growing along
There's
the way.
There's new challenges, for sure.
So I heard you talk about cats. Tell me about your kitties.
So I have two kitties. I've got Kiki and Miko. They are both cat distribution system kitties.
Okay.
So back when I was like 16, my mom, she's never liked cats, never let me get a cat. My sister had just started college, and she got her own cat when she moved out. And so then I was like, ooh. And it was a big thing at the time to text your parent or whoever and be like, how many retweets do I have to get XYZ?
Mm-hmm.
So I texted her a picture of I just Googled gray kitten and texted her this picture of this little gray kitten with green eyes. And I was like, how many retweets do I have to get this cat for my 16th birthday? And she was like, none, you're not getting it. And then we got home she was taking me home from cheer practice one day. We pulled in our neighborhood and there's a tiny, teeny, tiny little kitten, too small to be away from mama kitten. Just in the middle of the road, and there was no other cats around, and we kind of tried to look for any signs of life elsewhere and couldn't find it. And I got out of the car and my mom was like, don't you get out of that car, you're not getting the cat. And my brother's like, go get it. And so I got out of the car and I was like, come here. And my mom has a video of it. She literally just ran and jumped in my arms and she was like, we can keep it for the night. And then I started just testing the waters and being like, what do you think about the name Kiki? She was like, oh, I like that name. And I was like, oh, so I can name it. I can keep her. And then my other cat, someone was giving away free cats, and he was a Maine Coon, which was always a dream cat of mine because they're really big and fluffy and cute. And he's the goodest boy, and they're just best friends.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Are you involved in any professional organizations?
Yeah. So when I started my business, I came to my sister with an idea. She was like, that's actually a really good idea. I think you should, expand on that and think of a business for it. And so, I don't know if you've heard of it, but the In-Place Impact Economics class.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my sister had taken that the 12 weeks before. She took it the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, really encouraging me that, hey, I think you should take this the second set of 12 weeks and just tell them your idea and see where you can go. See if you're even interested in starting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the impact economics class, did the 12 weeks, graduated. I ended up being one of the four businesses selected to do the pitch at the end of it. And so that was super awesome, and it was really great. It helped me go from an idea to a business. Mm-hmm. And now I'm a part of their Impact Economics Incubator. And it's just a group of like-minded individuals, and we kind of help kickstart like new and starting businesses, essentially. So, yeah, okay, it's cool. Very exciting.
So what's your favorite band or artist?
I actually don't know. I feel like I never know, like, I'll love a song, and I know what it's called, but I can't tell you who sings it most of the time.
That's all right.
So I don't know. I've been really liking Noah Kahan lately. I'm seeing him this summer. I also really like Tyler Childers. I'm seeing him this summer, too. And I don't know, I've been on a country kick lately. So, okay. But I like everything.
Right. Are you a big concert goer?
So I am.
Sounds like you are.
Yes. I love going to concerts. I didn't go to any last summer, so I feel like I have to make up for it this summer.
Okay. What was your first concert?
Actually, my first concert was a Miley Cyrus concert that my meemaw took me and my sister to, and she thought it was a Hannah Montana concert, but it was Miley Cyrus. So it was very, like, more grown up, not
pop
star.
Yeah, she was in for a shock, right?
Yeah, it wasn't like bangers era Miley, but it was definitely like sad teen angst songs and not like Hannah Montana, best of both worlds.
Right, yep.
But it was still a fun concert. I had a great time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I'm a night owl for sure. If you gave me the choice of like, I have 10 things to get done, are you going to stay up late and do them or wake up early and do them? I'm always staying up. Even if I have to stay up three times later than if I woke up early, I'm staying up late every time. So yeah, I'm just not really a early riser. I've been trying to kick that habit, but you have to go to bed by like 10 to be up at like 8. And it's not
my jam. That's not my thing either.
It's not my journey.
it's not for me. Now my husband, he gets up at the crack of dawn and is like excited about life and ready to go, and I'm like, please don't talk to me.
I can't do this right now.
So. What's your favorite book?
Ooh, good question. I actually just read the ACOTAR series.
Oh, okay.
So, and that was great.
What does that stand for? I know it's
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yes, I knew it was an acronym for something.
Yes, and I've never been a big fantasy reader. And my cousin is like huge into it. She's like begging me for months. She's like, you have to read it. You have to. And so I was finally like, okay, I guess. And now I'm like, okay, I'm obsessed.
Now you're in it. Yeah. All right. Now I hear the first book is like a little harder to get into.
Yeah, it's a lot of world building for sure. It was kind of slow. I was reading like one chapter a night, but by like just to try to get it over with. But by like the second book, I was trying, it was all I was thinking about, and it was consuming my every thought. And I had to get it on audiobook so I could listen to it while I worked. So,
okay, all right.
Yeah.
I bet, you know, doing laundry and stuff gives you time to listen to audiobooks and everything.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of audiobooks. I'm sure I'll listen to this while I fold laundry.
Probably. Do you have any favorite podcasts?
I do. I really like Just Trish. I like a little fun podcast. I like educational, but I also like something kind of fun. So I really like Andrew Huberman's podcast for more educational side. And then for the fun side, I like Just Trish. I like Cancel with Tana Mojo, who I've seen live, and that was great. I like The Broski Report with Brittany Broski.
Okay.
So, yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
All right.
All over the place.
Nice. Have you ever met anyone famous?
I think probably the closest I've gotten to is like a concert. You know that surreal feeling you get when you're like, oh my gosh, they're just a person just like me. They're the same. They're just this big, far away.
Right.
I think that's probably the closest I've gotten to meeting someone famous, but still pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. What's your guilty pleasure?
Sour candy, for sure. I love anything sour, honestly. A few weeks ago, I had this like hyperfixation of like the sour candied grapes. And my friends, like, dragged to Walmart. We were making it for hours. It was terrible. We burnt this stuff. But my mouth was literally, like, watering thinking about it. I was like, I need the sour stuff. So I guess that.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
I'm not a very big movie buff.
Okay.
I've always kind of been made fun of because I've never seen, like, the classics. Grease, Hairspray, Dirty Dancing. Never seen any of them.
Okay.
Footloose, nothing.
Okay.
So, but I'm trying to become cultured. I really like Marvel.
Okay.
So I've seen all the MCU movies. So Oh, I know. I just watched it. Dune 2. It was amazing.
Okay. I've heard it's amazing. I haven't watched it.
The first Dune was a little world building, but the second one, best movie I've ever seen. And I've heard that, I've never seen it, but I've heard that Star Wars and basically anyone's favorite sci-fi movie is based off Dune.
Probably. All right.
And it's a book series, so
might have to read it now. Okay. What's your hidden talent? Something you're good at that people might not know?
I used to be a cheerleader.
Okay.
So I guess that's not super hidden, is the whole school saw.
Well, yeah.
That, and then I'm really good at folding laundry.
I guess you'd have to be, I would think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can fold a fitted sheet like no other.
Oh,
and those are hard.
Those are hard. I can't. I just roll it up in a ball.
Yep,
stick it in the
I
closet.
Used to be just like that, just a little burrito.
Okay, so you got the fitted sheet thing down.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I think I know the answer to this question, but Star Wars or Star Trek?
Well, I guess
or
I
neither.
Would say, honestly, neither. I'm going to pick Dune, but if Star Wars is based off Dune, I'll say Star Wars. I've never seen either, though.
Okay, that's all right. I figured you had. Neither person either.
Have you ever watched them?
I've seen parts of Star Wars and Star Trek. My family is a bunch of sci-fi nerds, and I am like, I can't handle
and
that.
And then they always make fun of you because you've never seen it and you don't care.
Yeah, and I'm like, I honestly, I do not care. I don't. They're like, I can't believe it. And I call the characters the wrong names, and then they make fun of me.
I don't
and
care.
It's like,
it's just too much to get into. Yeah. I will say I have seen a Black Mirror episode based on like a Star Trek thing.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever watched Black Mirror?
I've not, but I've heard it's
so
very good.
Interesting. So. It's good, but it's a little. You can't just binge watch it. It's kind of like you have to watch one episode and reflect for like 30
minutes. Decompress for a minute. Yeah,
for sure. But I watched a Star Trek like based episode and it was really cool.
Okay.
So I don't know.
All right. Tell me something that's on your bucket list.
Oh my goodness. I feel like it's miles long. I want to do everything and see everything. I definitely would like to see like all 7 continents. That'd be really cool. Skydiving, the usual one.
Everybody says skydiving and I cannot, I don't want to jump out of a plane, but I admire all of you guys who do want to do that. That's awesome.
I wanted to at one point. And I was in Hawaii one time, and I mean, if you're going to skydive anywhere, that's going to be the most beautiful view, sure. And I was with my sister, Michaela, and she did not want to do it so bad that we were like, well, we're not going to leave her behind. So I didn't get to skydive because of my sister. We were going to do it, and she said no.
I would be that sister. I'm like, nope, not doing it. I'll stay home. I'll stay behind. When you all die, I will live on.
Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, you guys can do it. I'm just not. So I would like to do it at some point, but now I feel like if I do it, I have to go to Hawaii or else it's going to be like, it's not going to be as cool as it could have been.
Well, yeah, but.
I also would like to see the Northern Lights. That'd be cool. And I want to try to go to like some of the major national parks and do some hikes, see the Grand Canyon, stuff like that.
Okay.
Big travel girl. So.
Travel. That's excellent. I mean.
And I hate flying on planes. Hate it.
Well,
hate
that's going to put a damper on like getting to Hawaii and places, right?
Oh my gosh. Those are like 6-hour flights. It's terrible.
Yeah. We went to Hawaii and that the one from mainland to Hawaii takes a long time. I think ours was like 12 hours. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It was a lot. But it's so worth it once you get there. It's amazing. So. Awesome. What gets you truly excited about life?
Lately, I've been trying to kind of romanticize my life and look at everything with a positive spin. So I saw something the other day that was like, instead of complaining about, oh my gosh, I have all these dishes to do, kind of switch your mindset to, I'm so lucky that I had a full meal to eat and now I've got a full belly and I've got running water to be able to clean these dishes and keep my space nice. So I've been trying to kind of think of just like the everyday little mundane things. As exciting. I mean, obviously doing laundry is kind of a mundane, just repetitive task. So, but it's exciting to know that I'm giving myself freedom and I'm employing myself and soon I'll be employing others and I'm helping people while I do it. So I guess just the everyday little mundane things make me excited.
What do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be a light in people's lives. I feel like I want people to remember me for how I made them feel, not necessarily maybe what I did or what I said. So I want to just try to brighten the lives of everyone I come across and be kind and helpful when I can and give to others. Just the typical I try to be good type things.
Okay. No, I like that.
Yeah, thanks.
What does success mean to you?
Success to me means being able to just kind of have peace and not have to work so hard constantly and be able to give back to others and have a happy life and just do what fulfills you, I feel like, is just, I mean, that's my idea of success right there. Employing myself is something I didn't ever think I'd be able to do, and that is, it's honestly been amazing and great, and I would consider that a success for sure. So I feel like a big part of success is just, like, having the freedom to do whatever it is that, like, you truly want to and not, oh, I guess I'll go to work because I need some money and I need to, you know, pay these bills. I feel like it's more like, what's going to make me happy today? What can I do?
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. This was really fun.
No problem. Thanks for stopping by the farmhouse.
Bye.
Bye.
Recently, I got to go to a big conference and do some photography work there, event photography work.
Yeah, so you
Went down to the JW.
And went with the fancy people, right?
That's right. That's right. And one thing I noticed was the vendors and all their promotional products. I mean, this was the high-end stuff.
Right. They're not giving away any cheap, like, one-cent pens or anything like that, right?
Nope,
none of that stuff. So one thing you have to know about Matt.
Yes.
Is that he loves free stuff.
Now, this goes back to my days going to the Randolph County 4-H Fair, which is is not a ride fair or entertainment fair.
No, it is
it
a
is
4-H
an animal
only
4-H
fair.
Only fair. Well, they have, I believe it's called Husted Hall.
Yes.
And then you walk in there, and I always like the giveaway, the yardsticks. Now, they went fast because every kid went in there and tried to get a yardstick so we could sword fight and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I didn't like the yardsticks because eventually my parents used them and swatted us in the back seat. No, thank you. That's the opposite of what I want.
But yeah, I'd get all the pins, the coin purse things that you can make them like
the squeeze balls.
The squeeze balls, all that stuff. I would get all
and
of that
I,
junk.
Like, we had a 4-H fair. Now, it was the Madison County 4-H fair, and it had rides and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But they also had the
time.
Exhibit hall. And I'm like, this is the most boring place in the world. I'm not going in there and getting free stuff. That's stupid. So we have a distinct difference in the way we view things.
Yes. I love promotional products.
Yes.
So at this one, some of the reason that impressed me, I guess, is they had these high-end tumblers, you know, kind of like the Stanley Cups.
Oh, yes.
But all promotional products there. They had the logos on them. Moleskine notebooks, they were giving those away. The charge cord things, like multiple, you could charge your iPhone, your Android, USB-C, all on one little
trinket. Now, you get
those,
and I feel like half the time, those things don't work. You think they're going to work, but they don't work. But that's all right.
Now,
see, I'm a Debbie Downer when it comes to promotional products.
Now, the most impressive thing to me was, I'm a chapstick person. You know this. We have farmhouse chapstick, and we're always reordering chapstick.
Our farmhouse chapstick is the best.
It is the best. It doesn't smell. It doesn't taste. It's just perfect. But
exactly.
I was there, went to a booth, and they had mints and chapstick in the same little container, the little giveaway container with their logo on it.
Now, what happens when you run out of the mints? Then you have just an empty container.
Well, you can still pop off the chapstick and use it.
Okay. All right. But
it was together.
Okay. You know, Farmhouse is a provider of promotional products.
Right? That's right.
If you wanted chapstick and mints together, we could get them. You got to convince your boss that it's a worthwhile expense, though, and that might be hard.
That's true. But that's what we do at Farmhouse Creative. We actually do promotional products for trade shows and all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of things. And, you know, I would love to do high-end Stanley Cups, and we can do that, and we've done them in the past. Sometimes it's hard to get our clients to decide they want to spend that kind of money, but you know, it you have to know your demographic. Like, if
that's
you're
right.
what kind of trade show are
and
you going to?
These people were high end.
These people were bougie, fancy people.
They
so
were.
At that place, and they're spending a lot of money to be at that conference, stay at the J-Dub, all that kind of stuff. So at that kind of conference, that makes sense to bring in the bougie stuff, to spend some money because you're going to get like bang for your buck and investment. If you're going to the Randolph County Fair, 4-H Fair,
Get some pins.
Some cheaper pens.
Pins
now,
and pencils.
Remember the time you went to...
Oh, yeah. So here's my story of Matt was wrong. So Matt got high-end pins.
Farmhouse has nice pens. Like, I don't want to give away cheapy, gross pins.
If you know what the G2 pin is, it was a level G2 pin. Like,
yes.
Really nice. Really kind of expensive,
expensive for
us at the time.
Pen,
this was
yes.
like 2014 or 15.
Yeah, we were a baby company.
Went to the Jay County REMC annual meeting, which they have a lot of foot traffic.
There's a lot of people there, and it's a lot of foot traffic.
And
but
we were early on in our company. So
I was like, maybe we don't want to take our expensive stuff
there.
Oh,
I laid them out and put them on the table. It was so nice. And then the people started coming in for the annual meeting, and the average age was 65 plus.
Exactly.
And they all took my pins.
They are never going to use Farmhouse.
They were never going to use Farmhouse.
They don't even
Creative.
Know what a website is. They don't.
So
they descended like locusts and like cleaned us out.
Oh yeah, I did not bring a pin back, and I was sad.
The boss lady wasn't very happy either.
You were very sad because all that money just went out the door.
Exactly.
And no return on investment.
Right.
There.
So you got to know your market and know your client base
definitely.
And who you're talking to. So absolutely. So when you're in the thing, what was your favorite favorite product?
Well, they gave this to Holden, but who went with me to this conference. It was a thermal bag. So, you know, like a lunch bag.
Yeah, like a lunch tote.
That had Bluetooth speakers on the front of it.
In the bag?
In the bag.
Oh.
And I just thought that was neat. So he got that, and so they gave it to him just because he was there.
Well, that's nice. That's very nice.
It was very bougie.
Yeah, and he was impressed, too.
Yes.
So and to impress a 20-year-old is pretty good. So yeah, think about your promotional products. They're important. They carry a message. Think about your market and who you're talking to. And if you need help finding promotional products, shameless plug for Farmhouse, we can help you with that.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Gone Boss.
Be sure to check us out at GoneBoss.com or hashtag GoneBoss.
We're on Instagram at GoneBoss2K or find us on Facebook just by searching Gone Boss.
If you like what you hear today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcast.
Have a great rest of your day, and don't forget to tune in next week and find out who has Gone Boss.